Hello, good listeners. Welcome to the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour on Wave Farm WGXC 90.7 FM Transmission Arts Programming. I'm Sam Sebrin, and for this special edition of the show, I'm excited to share results of a collaboration between myself, aka Stick Sellers, and the Simoto Blues Band from Managua, Nicaragua. Friend Alfredo Caballero, a founder and member of the Simoto Blues Band Noise Collective, and myself have been exchanging audio files, adding to each other's sounds, and I've taken many hours of those recordings and created a cut-up remix collage to play for you today. We both made original raw room recordings with acoustic and electric instruments as well as electronics and radio, trying as much as possible to keep the feeling of it all as if we were actually in the same room together. The piece I've made especially for my radio show today is called The Ghost and the Road. Let's take a listen, and I'll be back with you in about 50 minutes for some other different surprises in honor of 50 years today of LGBTQ rights since the Stonewall Rebellion on June 28th to 29th in 1969. Meanwhile, here is Simoto Blues Band meets Stick Sellers with a brand new collaboration called The Ghost and the Road. The top of 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 the top of
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back, good listeners. This is the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour on Wave Farm WGXC 90.7 FM. And that was a brand new piece called The Ghost in the Road by the Somoto Blues Band and myself, Sam Sebrin, performing as stick sellers. Hope you enjoyed it. Now, shifting gears for the end of the show, I want to honor people who have fought and died for LGBTQ equal rights, as today marks 50 years since the Stonewall Rebellion in New York City on June 28th and 29th, 1969. One artist who inspires me is experimental composer, pianist, vocalist, and dancer Julius Eastman. Since we only have a few minutes left, I'm going to play an excerpt of Eastman speaking before a concert at Northwestern University in 1980, describing the intent behind the title of his composition, Gay Gorilla, one of my favorite pieces by Eastman. And then I have taken the original 29-minute recording of Gay Gorilla and compressed and processed it into a 2-minute version. Hopefully you'll still seek out the original version and his many other great works. Okay, let's listen.
I want to say a few words about the music. Number one is there are three pieces on the program. The first is called Evil Nigger, and the second is called Gay Gorilla, and the third is called Crazy Nigger. Now, the reason I use Gay Gorilla, G-U-E-R-R-I-L-L-A, that one is because these names, let me put a little sub system here. These names, either I glorify them or they glorify me. And in the case of gorilla, that glorifies gay. That's to say, there aren't many gay gorillas. I don't feel that gaydom does have that strength. So therefore, I use that word in the hopes that they will. You see, I don't feel that gay gorillas can really match with Afghani gorillas or PLO gorillas. But let us hope in the future that they might. You see, that's why I use that word gorilla. It means a gorilla is someone who is, in any case, sacrificing his life for a point of view. And you know, if there is a cause, and if it is a great cause, those who belong to that cause will sacrifice their blood, because without blood there is no cause. So therefore, that is the reason that I use Gay Gorilla, in hopes that I might be one, if called upon to be one.
Thank you.
y'all. This has been the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour. Big shout out to my friends, the Sumoto Blues Band. Keep making noise and keep listening, everybody.